This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ. Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Take a city where you go when it works.
It's not working. I guess we're having some glitches. Last few days. I love
but download the Odyssey app. There'll be a day it works. Yeah.
Eventually.
Ooh, that should be the new slogan I use.
Oh, okay.
There will be a day that it will work. You notice I got my Broncos shirt today? Did you notice that?
I did.
Nobody else wore one.
That's nice. That's a nice Bronco.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday before the season opens.
Yeah, it's sweater weather.
Yeah, it's. I got my little pullover today. I got the Bronco gear on. I'm ready for football this weekend. Broncos go to Seattle on Sunday. They are a 6-point underdog, which means Seattle's picked to win. I hope they don't. But I think we're going to be better than they think we are, okay?
I'm just shocked that Tito, or whatever his name is, our quarterback is like a team captain.
Oh, Bo Nix?
No, it's Tito.
Tito?
No, she's right. Okay. You didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
Made a change yesterday.
Oh, okay.
They named Tito as the captain.
I don't know his name. I can't remember his name ever. Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
I like Tito, though.
Now, why are you shocked that he is a captain?
Because he's new. He's green.
He's a rookie.
The team voted him captain.
They
is that
did.
The way we heard it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think when I saw the listing of the captains, I agree with you. I thought, is that normal? Do they get a rookie to be the
never
captain
happened,
of a
right?
team?
I think that's never happened.
The last time it happened was when they had Floyd Little, so that's like the 70s.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a really long time.
Well, when the last guy is named Floyd, that tells you it was long time ago. I mean, think about that for a
minute.
The only Floyds I know is a barber place.
Yeah, so anyway, Skippy is our captain, and he was voted by the players, so I'm not worried about it. As long as the players like Skippy, then it's great. So, ta-da!
He better play well.
All right, we have to talk about Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, Kansas City Chiefs, and only because it's always news. And I know we always get threats, okay, on text data of, I'll never listen again. Oh, what is this, the Taylor Hour?
Yeah.
Look, we'll make it brief, okay? We'll just make it brief. She shows up at the game last night.
Dude.
They didn't know if she was going to be there or not.
Did she have boob job?
Oh, I think she did.
Or is she wearing a Wonder Bra with push-ups?
It might have been a push-up bra.
Yeah, I think she went to Fredericks of Hollywood. Because, I mean, Fredericks of Hollywood has some great bras.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really do.
Well, I mean, I said yeah, but I don't know. That sounded really creepy.
No, Fredericks has some great bras. Like, you can just be like, I mean, I could be like this, and then if I came in with a Fredericks of Hollywood bra, you'd be like, Shazam!
I think it's a boob job.
You do?
I do.
But when has she had enough downtime?
In fact, I'm rooting for a boob job.
You can't put your hands over your head or move or anything. Like, my girlfriends that had boob jobs, they were down for, like, I don't know, 4 weeks.
It'd be hard to dance around.
So from the tour, you're saying, till now, she's not had enough time to recover from the boob job?
That's why I'm thinking it's a push-up bra.
I'm so disappointed now.
I think that when she takes it off, her boobs are on the ground.
Now, she did have a little bit of a... You know, streetwalker look last night.
Oh, those boots?
Boots.
Those boots were made for walking.
And then Travis Kelce, he came out with a brand new look, too. What'd you think?
I don't like it.
It looks weird. It looks creepy.
It does. He looks creepy.
He does.
He looks like Tom Selleck.
Yeah, he does.
Totally.
He looks like a guy that I know that the police here have a bolo out for.
He looks like the young Tom Selleck, you know, when he had that old Ferrari that was really cool back in the day, but now it's super old.
I don't like him. I don't like the Kansas City Chiefs. I think he looked pathetic in a way, and I kind of like that.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it simply because I thought it was a hideous look. The hair, it reminded me of you when you walk into a restaurant and you see some guy sitting there that's 75, 80 years old and his hair is jet black.
Remember we used to have the guy in the parking lot with the toupee?
Yeah. That's what it looked like to me. It's like overdyed, man. You left it on way too long in the shower.
And I picked on, and I'm understanding that I'm going to be a bully when I say these things. But like, I thought Taylor's outfit was a little over the top for the first game. And I also needed her to have a belt. And I don't know why.
It was missing that for you.
It was missing that accessory. And I don't know why. And she has like the best stylists on the planet. So they know what they're doing. So I'm like, maybe I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm like, damn, I needed a belt. And I wanted a belt with like a little hanging, like tassel-y thing, like that went down to her leg a little bit. I don't know. And then I didn't like that her hair was parted on the side.
You did it.
No, I needed that swoop thing. And then the color of her hair bugged me.
Yeah.
I either wanted it to be blonde or brown, but this weird, like, I used something in a bottle color was weird to me.
In between, like a dirty blonde.
And other than that, I thought she was great.
And beyond that, we don't even know who won the game. Yeah, we don't even care.
Wait, but I have great news for you. What? Oh, my God. Hold on.
Hang on one second. Before you get to this, because I know where you're headed here with this story.
Oh.
The guy that lost $300,000 last
Barstool guy. Oh.
I saw the bet yesterday afternoon. This guy went, and I saw the receipt, okay? He put down $300,000 on the Baltimore Ravens to win the game, okay? To win it outright. And he loses on that toe touch.
I know.
He lost.
So I follow Barstool Sports, I follow them, and it was so sad because he was watching the game, right? And the guy gets a touchdown for Baltimore, right? And he's so excited because he knows he's still in it to win it, right?
Yeah.
And then they showed the replay where his toe is out. He didn't cuss. He didn't say anything. He just got up and left.
I mean, it's heartbreaking. Literally, when you watch it live, you're like, yeah, touchdown, they tied it.
Yeah.
No.
No, they did not. His little toe. If he would have been like, what's our CU coach and had an amputated toe, we would have had a better chance right there.
Yeah. And if you think you guys feel bad for him, think about gamblers like me.
Yeah.
We really feel bad for the guy. Like, whoa, what just happened?
$300,000.
I was less than 30 yards away last night of taking $20 and turning it into $3,000 last
night. Wait, who says it like that? I was how many yards away?
Well, you don't understand how it worked.
He had so many bets
on guys.
It. Oh, okay.
I showed these guys, like, this guy needed to get 50 yards. He got 46.
I do
this
think guy he has a weird way of looking at things sometimes.
Yeah.
In his mind, he lost $3,000, not $20.
Right.
But really, you only lost $20.
No.
But he also justifies how close he was.
Yeah.
No. I went to bed knowing I lost $20. I wouldn't have gone to bed losing $3,000. First of all, I'd been shot by the wife, okay? No, I fully understand it. All right, now back to this.
Okay, so this is, I think we should have a party because it's going to be so amazing and so romantic. I just, you know, it's one of those tearjerkers, and that is that the Hallmark Channel, is coming out with Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story, starring Tyler somebody and Hunter somebody, and it's going to debut November 30th. They've finally given it a date, November 30th, and again, it's called Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story.
Saturday, November 30th. Now, for the first time ever, Hallmark and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Whoa.
Leave it. All on the field.
How about those?
Chiefs.
Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story. All new Saturday, November 30th. Part of Countdown to Christmas. Only on Hallmark Channel.
Oh, it's going to be so romantic. It's about trying to be the best Chiefs fan, and they're it's a judging competition. Also, Donna Kelsey is in it. That's Travis and Jason Kelsey's mom. And Coach Andy Reid's in it.
They're both front center in the trailer.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in it. Oh, it's going to be so romantic. You know what I hope happens in the movie? I hope Donna and Reed get together in it.
Oh.
And they shtup.
Yeah.
Yeah, they bone. They that do the nasty.
That would actually
They rub ugly.
That'd be a great plot line.
After seeing Dad in the press box last night with Taylor, he wouldn't even know it.
Well, they're not married still, are
no,
they?
No, they're broken up.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're divorced.
Are they?
Yeah, they're divorced. That's why this could be a real love story. Yeah. 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 Yep. Mm-hmm.
I looked at him last night, overweight, not shaven.
Who?
Not the dad.
Oh, okay.
That was in the press
Kelsey?
Box.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Kelsey dad.
Because you're kind of describing Reed, too.
Yeah.
I looked at him. I looked at him last night, and I thought, man, oh, man, you're on national TV, man. And then I went to the bathroom, saw myself in the mirror, and I thought, oh, my, I look just like you. I went shaved, Jamie, look.
Oh,
I shaved.
Sure did.
And I'm like, holy crap, I look just like that guy.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
That's so funny.
I think, now, I don't know if this is true or not. It's just my own personal thinking, okay? But I think right now, with the way it started out with the Taylor Swift and his look last night with Travis Kelce or whatever, I think if you're not a Chiefs fan, they're probably the most hated team in the league right now.
Oh, I agree with
without
you.
Without a doubt.
By the way, Travis Kelce talks about how he doesn't mind being arm candy for Taylor Swift if you want to play number two.
Oh, great.
Sorry.
People have seen you on the Eras Tour. Favorite songs?
Oh, I got a bunch of them. They're all my favorite.
They're all your favorite?
They're all my favorite. Literally, every single one. You see me at a concert, you'll see me singing them all.
He says being the arm candy of one of the world's most famous people doesn't bother him.
It's the life I chose, I guess. I have fun with it. It comes with the territory of, you know, wanting to do fun activities like this and signing up for cool sponsorships like this and endorsements.
Yeah, you don't mind it because it's made you hundreds of millions of dollars. We're not stupid, Travis. My God.
He was all over the commercials last night.
Oh, I know. I saw like the
annoying.
Pepsi or Coke.
And Lowe's.
Yeah, already. But I will say, I think the most fascinating player is the guy with the alligator.
Yeah.
That guy seems cool. There's a guy on the Kansas City Chiefs, and he has a little bitty baby alligator that grew up to be 150 pounds now. And he can't bring it to Kansas City until he gets his permits. But I think the guy with they call him like Crocodile Dundee
Crocky
or something.
Jay is Crocky Jay. Yeah, that's the name of the crocodile.
That guy should be more famous than Travis Kelce.
Yeah, his but name's Carson Steele.
When they showed his picture last night with the alligator, I thought maybe that on social media this morning he'd be catching heat for taping that mouth shut.
Well, it's better than having your arm taken off.
I know, but did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they had duct tape around the alligator's mouth, and
because
I thought,
they bite.
PETA's going to be all over.
I don't know what else you would do.
Yeah, PETA.
Tape around it.
I know. Wait, think they'll have like a bark cage for like you have for your dog?
Like a muzzle?
Maybe you don't have a 10-foot alligator in your bathtub.
No, yeah. He grew up with that alligator. They're like super duper best friends.
Lyle Lyle Crocodile's
there
who he
go.
Was.
Yeah. That's what they should call him.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Carson, did I hear you say there are three concerts at Coors Field this weekend?
Yeah.
Woo! Excuse me. I know Green Day's down there.
That's tomorrow. Kane Brown's tonight. And then Journey and Cheap Trick are on Sunday.
Wow.
What the heck?
Lots going on.
Yeah.
You know,
we're
man.
Just talking about Journey.
You know, yesterday, off air, you and Carson were talking about these express lanes.
Yeah.
All right. So I leave here yesterday, and a couple of things happened to me. First, let's talk about what you guys were talking about yesterday.
Well, okay? I hate the I-70 express lane. I think it is, it's deadly. It's terrifying because what people do is once they're stuck on, they decide not to do the express lane because it costs money. So what they do is they're sitting in traffic and now they've had it. They're kind of irritated. So I'm zipping through at like a nice 70 miles per hour on the express lane on the left side of them. And they pull out and think that they can beat me. And I just see their tires come out in front of me. And then I have to slam on my brakes because they just pulled out in front of me.
Literally. And it's one lane.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
And there's no room to budge. Like, mm-hmm. I can't go to the left because there's concrete. And I can't go to the right because there's other cars. And so I'm just going to have to hit you.
You're crossing a double white line. It is a $75 fine. Most people know that. Don't care. Don't care. Cameras are everywhere. They're going to catch you doing it. Don't care. Get frustrated in traffic and you pull out in front of somebody.
It is so dangerous. Oh, my
okay?
God.
Now, I never really looked at it that way until you mentioned it to me, Jamie, several weeks ago or so. And then I've kind of kept my eyes peeled for it. And then I heard you guys talking about it again off air yesterday.
Usually when I'm on I-70, what I do is I look for turned tires. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm going zippity-doo-dying down my lane.
I do the same thing.
Do you?
Yeah, you have to. It's the only way. If you're not like just actively looking to see some idiot turn into your lane, you're going to smash into him and hurt yourself real bad.
Yeah, because you know if turned tires are turned, they're thinking about
it. They're coming, yeah. You have to do it.
Fortunately for us, we drive in at a time when you don't have as much traffic as you are dealing with right now on the highways, okay? But when we leave here, we deal with more traffic. But coming in, it's not so bad. I don't know how you go through this every day. I mean, it is absolutely a nightmare out there.
It really
is. Now, yesterday I leave here, and exactly what you and Carson were talking about in studio happens to me.
Really?
I'm on C-470, that express lane. Now, fortunately for me, I just gotten in it. Gotten to the double white lines, but I hadn't built up speed yet. So I was only at 45 or so when I was, speed limit. Or that was the speed I was going. When this white BMW, boom, right in front of me.
Yeah. Oh.
If I'd been doing 75, it would have been ugly probably.
You know, there's so much pressure too being in the in that lane, in the express lane. Because if you're going 70, which I feel like is fine. If you're going 70, there's always some asshat behind you that wants to go 80. Oh. And he's just riding your tail. And you're like, really? I am going pretty fast, you bastard.
Yeah, you're usually going like 10 miles an hour over already.
But like, then they're on your ass like you're just like that you're the worst person that ever lived.
It's like the Autobahn out there. It really is.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I swear you're a soothsayer.
I'm a soothsayer?
You're a soothsayer.
What is a soothsayer?
It's somebody that can predict the future.
Oh, yeah. I am a soothsayer.
That's exactly what happened again to me yesterday. After this person pulled in front of me, I finally get up to, I'm doing 80 miles per hour. I'm literally speeding. I'm moving. This guy is on my bumper. It's a one-lane road. There's nowhere to go. Back off, Jack.
No, you're a jerk for going that slow. 80
yeah.
is stupid.
I do feel
get
bad.
Get off the road.
I know.
Why is it I'm doing 80, but I feel bad that I'm holding this guy up?
I agree.
I get this guilt about it.
I have anxiety about that express lane. I'm just like, I'm going with the other people. Or I say in my head, I'm going with the poor people.
I'll just stay in this lane.
Yeah. This is poor people live, okay?
I'll take my medicine. I'll just sit here in traffic. I'm not getting over there.
Yeah, it's too scary.
It's a bad house.
It's so scary. Oh my God.
It is crazy.
And
though.
I owe them like millions of dollars, so I'm afraid like they're going to pull me over and go, you're on this lane. You haven't even paid.
You shouldn't even be on this.
I know.
My wife gave me the sticker that you put your windshield.
Or is it transponder or you have a sticker?
It's a sticker.
It's a sticker now.
With a barcode on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I put it on my window and now I find myself just spinning like crazy.
It's dangerous.
There was a time that I would never use that express lane. Yeah. I mean, it had to be bad, bad traffic out there. Now I'm like a guy that's a millionaire.
But I bet it's on your own credit card, though.
probably. Yeah,
I don't think it's probably on hers.
Well, there's just something about not seeing it, you right? know? It's just something about not seeing that bill that makes me just want to get in that lane every time I get on C-470 now.
I will say, even on the weekends, yeah. like there's no one on C-470, and there's still people riding that lane that. All the
I
way.
I don't get that at all.
That's
me. Why?
Because I got a sticker.
Yeah, there's nobody on the road.
I got to use my sticker.
Most of the time, I'm going faster than you, and you're getting charged for it.
I know. I look at those people and just call them dummies in my head.
But when I look at your windshield, you don't have a sticker either.
I got a sticker.
You didn't get that. Yeah.
It's like I got
I'm
a sticker.
Proud. I got a sticker. I'm just proud of a sticker. I'm proud of a sticker.
I got a sticker.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is Friday, man. Weekend almost here. Woo! Going to be 85 today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm going to give him a second to get that, but then I'll dive into that. That is the crazy, crazy story. Do you want to tell me what you were talking about with the text?
Oh, somebody text us, and yeah. Every now and then we'll get one where people will... they're complaining, but at the same time, you want to look at it, you want to digest it and think, are there some things that we can change on the show? Maybe we are doing something that we don't realize.
Right. Sometimes your texts make us better.
We're very close to the product.
Yes.
Okay. So I started reading this one, and it's really tough to do because the lines get all jumbled up when you text in a really long text.
Right.
But the lady I'm thinking it's a lady. I don't know. It could be a guy. But she goes, I'll paraphrase
okay.
it for you. She says something to the effect of, what has happened to you guys? I find it difficult these days to listen to the show and enjoy it like I used to.
Oh, no.
I mean, all you do is come in every day. You're regurgitating TMZ.
I didn't even watch TMZ yesterday.
I think that yesterday you mentioned the day before.
I did.
Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but today I did not.
Then she says, you guys are crying about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, blah, 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 blah. And sometimes I'm finding it hard to get through the episodes
Whoa.
Like I used to.
Oh, that's painful.
Whatever happened to the time when you guys used to have live nude ants in the studio? And that's where I stopped. And I thought, wait,
I took this all serious until she's upset that we don't have live nude ants anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's where I stopped too. And I'm like, wait a minute. You're telling us that you can't get through an episode because we don't have live nude ants anymore. Schmidel, can you get us some nude ants?
I'll have to order some more.
We're not doing that again.
No, we're going back to nude ants. We are going back. If it satisfies one customer, customers are always right, Carson.
Yeah.
We don't know that.
But this time, why don't you get out your credit card and buy the ant farm?
Schmidel, come get my credit card and buy the ant farm.
We got to get an actual farm.
I feel like there might be another one in a box because, well, I got your kid one, and then you guys decide, like, we don't want ants in our house.
Yeah, no.
Where is that?
We gave it away.
You give away everything I give you.
Yeah.
The pool, the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gave it to the neighbor next door. They're from China.
So they...
They're from China, and they think ants, they're like sacred. I didn't know that.
Sacred Chinese ants? I've heard about the cow in Nepal.
No, it's not. You phrased it wrong.
Right.
To them, the ants are sacred. They're not considered sacred Chinese ants. You said it wrong.
I'm sorry.
But it kind of is the same thing. You worded it just a little different. But we gave it to our neighbors, and I think they find the ants sacred in China. I don't know that for a fact. But they really love the ants. They've named every one of them.
My dad said when he was in Nepal, it's terrifying because he lived in Nepal.
Yeah.
He said it's terrifying. Like, if you hit a cow, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hit Jesus.
Yeah. Don't even think about having a hamburger over there.
No. Move on.
No.
I don't know. I don't. Listen.
I fully understand why she can't get through an episode anymore.
Me too.
Schmidel, I'm not kidding. Let's get the live dude ants back. I thought that was a home run.
I don't know what that woman's talking about. I love your show. I love how BJ sounds like a grumpy, overfed old man, and Jamie's his tired old wife.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Whoa. I think that'll be on a billboard.
It's like you're back home.
Which of those two is the worst insult?
I think overfed was rude.
The overfed?
Grumpy, overfed
I don't mean, I don't mind being
Jamie
your entire tired old broad. Wife. Yeah, I don't mind
overfed.
That.
Overfed? How'd you even
But
come
the overfed
that?
Is good.
I like overfed.
Yeah, I think I'm going to use that against
I'm a
people.
Fan of overfed.
Oh, my God. I went out with this guy who was totally overfed. All right, you guys, I have the crazy... Did you find the trailer?
I'm still putting it together a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right. I cannot believe this. This is the craziest story ever. I just found this out. So Chrissy Teigen went on to say that... Doesn't Chrissy Teigen have like 3 kids?
I don't even know.
I think she does. She says that she is really addicted to the internet and she's having a problem with it.
Yeah.
And she said this time of year, it's when Dancing with the Stars comes on because she follows it and she can't go outside and she can't get fresh air. She's just obsessed with laying in her bed and following Dancing with the Stars. And I'm thinking to myself, you have 3 children. Go outside. You crazy bitch.
4.
Just 4?
Somebody else takes care of them.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, September 17th is season 33 of Dancing with the Stars. Now, normally, I don't care about Dancing with the Stars, right? Like, at all. However, this year, there's a chick with an ankle monitor on.
No kidding.
Yes.
Just fresh out of the pokey, huh?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Her name is Anna Delvey. And do you remember a long time ago when I was talking about that Netflix show, Inventing Anna? My name is Anna.
I got the trailer ready.
Okay. So this is the chick that they picked as a quote-unquote celebrity to dance on Dancing with the Stars.
Image, money, power. Everyone is hustling.
Real hot girl.
Every day, men do fabulous things and anything I've allegedly done.
Anna stole a jet.
What's going on?
Who are you?
Anna Delvey is a masterpiece, bitches. And they can just all...
Do you not have the other one?
That was the one from their YouTube.
Netflix has a really good one. It's Netflix.
That is from Netflix.
No, not the one I saw. It's fine. All right, anyway. So...
I grabbed that straight from their YouTube.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's a better one, and next time I'll help you. All right, so it's basically all about this woman, Anna, who's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, and she is embezzling money. She's pretending to be a socialite. She writes bad checks all over the place. She's horrible to her friends, and she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Now, has she already been sentenced, or is the
ankle
monitors her sentence?
No, she also went away for a couple years.
She went away for two years.
Did? Yeah. She went away for 2 years?
Yeah, she's a bad
And then she served an additional 18 months on top of that, and now she's under house arrest in New York.
Well, then how's she doing the show?
She got permission.
To do Dancing with the Stars?
Yes!
It seems really...
It's so wackadoodle-doo.
Like, you are just... You're promoting the fact and you're saying that it's okay to do these kind of things because then you'll get on a reality TV show.
Yeah.
But how did they go in and tell a judge that the only way she can leave the house is to do Dancing with the Stars and he agreed with it?
I guess
Dancing with the Stars is so bad and this judge knew it. They need something. Yeah, I'll let her do that one. Simply because you guys got to do something because that thing sucks.
I mean, what the hell? Is this the craziest story?
I've never heard of anything like this.
So over
normally,
the weekend,
if you're on house arrest, you don't leave for anything.
No,
you can't even go to a funeral unless a judge tells you you can't.
The practices are like twice a day. So she's going to be out of that house a lot.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the ankle... I don't know. Maybe the ankle monitor's got to do with alcohol or something.
No! She embezzled millions of dollars!
She literally ripped people off.
Yeah!
Well, then it doesn't make sense, though.
You gotta watch this Netflix series. It's called Inventing Anna. If you guys get a chance over the weekend, if there's some rain or something. It is, and then she does this fake accent. She's, I am Anna. And she's just wretched to her friends.
I've heard of her story. I've not seen it, but I've heard of it. I've read about it.
It's just weird seeing her all dressed up and looking fancy and then that big black thing on her ankle.
It is crazy. Like the pictures, she's got this skimpy dress on, these high heels, and then just a huge ankle bracelet.
It doesn't really go with the strappy ass shoes. I'm not going to lie. Wow, that is crazy. Yeah. All right, let's see here. No, I'm not going to do that one. The other story is obviously the Travis Kelce Taylor situation. What did we think of her outfit? 5-1-0-5-9. Did you like her outfit? She had really high red boots on that were sparkly. She gave me Pretty Woman vibes.
She did?
Yeah. Remember when Julia Roberts gets picked up on the street by Richard Gere?
That. Yeah.
Yeah. As a hooker?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Someone walking down on Colfax.
They had the same outfit on.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they really did. I'm not being mean. I'm just saying.
It's just Taylor doesn't pull it off like other women do. I'm sorry. She doesn't. I mean, she was
so sexy.
Tilt Colfax Streetwalker last night. Okay. Yeah. And it still wasn't sexy.
You didn't want to stoop her?
It still wasn't sexy. It wasn't.
You
have to agree with that, Jamie White. Don't hold back.
Listen
to
me.
Don't.
If I was a man and I'm not, and I had a wiener, I'd be like, oh, I totally would do that.
Well, I am, and I wouldn't.
Can I tell you something? You're not wrong. That's not.
It did it.
Listen, Taylor Swift is wholesome. Like, that's how we see her in my mind. We see her as this cute, wholesome girl. And her trying to go for a hooker look is not working for me.
No. Me either.
At a Chiefs game.
No. What'd you think, Spadell? You like OnlyFans.
I thought she looked great. And I think that, I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, she can't be sexy. She can't be sexy. So, like, she's trying to show off that she can't be sexy.
You thought she was sexy?
I thought she looked great, yeah.
No, but did you think she was sexy?
Yeah. In that outfit, yes.
With the side bangs?
Yeah. I like the side bangs, and I like the high boots.
I think if she had a spray tan, it would have been way better.
Yeah, the spray tan would have added to it, I think. But I thought she looked sexy.
I'm not a bangs fan. I don't like bangs. Especially side-parted bangs.
Yeah. Everybody, each his own.
Yeah. Do you think she should have had a belt? Because I do.
I think it would have looked a little better, yeah.
All right, well, thank you for that. I don't know. Just, like, who wears that to a... I mean, maybe I'm wearing the wrong things to Broncos games. Because I just went to a Bronco game, and I did not wear that.
Did you see how Brittany Mahomes was dressed?
I didn't.
I didn't even see her last
night. Oh, my gosh. It was completely the opposite.
Oh, really?
She had these baggy pants on, and this shirt looked like a T-shirt. I mean, it was just so simple.
Were you disappointed? Did you want her to look like a hooker?
It was just... She almost... What? It almost looked like she dressed knowing she wasn't going to be on TV.
Oh, wow.
That's what it looked like to me. It looked like she, because in the past, her and Taylor have been in the same box. They've always got that look, you know, that they know they're going to be on TV, got that drink in their hands, having a great time at the football game. It almost looked like she showed up at the stadium knowing she's not going to be on TV.
So last night was like a comfy night.
Yeah.
I think she's pregnant, though, right now, right? So she's wearing a baggier shirt.
Oh, she is?
She is.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right, let me, let's see here. Let me read some of these. She looked like Pretty Woman met Wizard of Oz. Wait, that's not nice. She can totally be sexy, you guys, and she was last night. She looked amazing. I love listening to you guys until you start talking about Taylor Swift, and you kind of lose me, and I'm so dedicated that I just move past it. But sometimes I can't. I'm over it. Shut up, BJ. She looked amazing. You guys are mean. I think she got a boob job. They looked huge. I loved her outfit, but I would have liked to have seen more Chiefs colors. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, red would have fixed it all.
Jamie, weren't you just crying about too much Taylor talk? What are you doing right now? Actively asking people for our comments. Come on, guys. The misogynistic around Taylor's outfit is borderline on disgusting. Okay, I'm sorry, but she wore that to a Chiefs game. It's a football game! You think that's right?
And she's going to be in a suite.
I swear to God, people will take up for Taylor no matter what. She could murder people and be like, oh my God, but she's writing a song about murdering people.
It was self-defense. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, she looked cute doing it. She can totally be sexy. All right, you guys are sheep. Sheep.
I'm going to make no more comments about Taylor Swift.
I'm not.
You guys enjoy.
All right. I mean, maybe both of us piling on is bad.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be for her and you can be against her because they're calling you a misogynist. I love that.
Yeah. I kind of like it too. Everybody has to have a badge.
And I'm going to get that t-shirt. I'm with misogynist and I have an arrow.
Yeah.
And then you'll stand by me.
Yeah. By the way, that's my old tired wife over there.
Hey, at least I'm not overfed. I got a Zipic.
Stop it.
All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.